And that makes sense, particularly in a small community. What was the intellectual life like, you know, in your punk band and beyond, in your town where you grew up?
Well, intellectual life, well, it's complicated because to people from outside of communities like this, it would look like there wasn't one. You know, it's not an area where a lot of people went to college, and it's not an educated place, so to speak, but it's a place with a lot of intelligent people and a lot of people that know an awful lot about the things that they do and the woods and the outdoors. So it's tough to say. I mean, around my family, there was quite a vibrant intellectual life. My dad is a very bright guy and was a writer as well, and my mom's a sharp cookie. And I had, you know, my friends were people that we talked about serious things. We talked about the future of the park. You know, we spent time on those things. But it's what you would call an intellectual community.
There is knowledge of all kinds. There is book learning. My stepmother used to berate me a bit because even though I was very good in school, she didn't think I had much of native intelligence. And I hope to dispute that with her. I was in debate and she lost that argument, but she may have been right just the same.
Well, yeah, that was the term that comes up, is book learning. There's not a ton of book learning around, but at the same time, there's a very high percentage of the people around here that have an extremely acute knowledge of the world in which they live, in which we live, the mountains.